On the set of Lost each day, log carrying guys are being killed off one by one. Jay and I do not think this is fair. We want to save the remaining log carrying guys. We want to speak for those who have no lines. Who's going to bring you those logs? Rose? She's too busy counting peanuts. Save log carrying guy 08.
North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack. I'm going to talk this way through the whole podcast.
Oh, man. For those who maybe can't hear my voice, I'm still a little bit sick.
If you can't hear mine, I become Batman the Smoker.
And welcome to a last-minute Comic-Con preparatory podcast.
I can't go on. I'm not Christian Bale. I can't do it. I'm not a method actor.
Well, we just saw it. I've seen it twice already in this weekend. I saw it
yesterday, and I enjoyed it. I recommend it to anyone.
Yeah, so like not even like the Batman fans, just say anyone?
Anyone.
Like,
it was a great movie.
Yeah. What's wrong?
What? I don't seem loud enough, and I'm speaking very loud.
Oh, it's probably because it was terrible.
Is that better?
I'm
talking to the mic where you dented the mic with your nose.
It wasn't my nose. I was actually recording drums with that, and it fell onto the drum set.
But it has your nose imprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway. But no, I highly recommend. It has nothing to do with Lost.
No, but it's an amazing movie, so go check it out.
It does have there is a connection to Lost.
Oh, yes. The unaging...
Yes.
Darn, I forgot his name.
Richard.
Yes, Richard Albert, sorry. Yes. Whew. See, it's a sickness of mine.
The mayor.
The mayor of Gotham.
Gotham City.
But yes, it was awesome.
Is he the mayor of the island, maybe?
Huh? And go check it out. Heath Ledger's performance is amazing.
Yeah, Oscar worthy.
Yes, I agree. All right, so we're going to do this little podcast to kind of just some last-minute Comic-Con preparations.
Oh, I was going to give a shout-out to Tyler from Baltimore.
Why? Is there any reason?
Because I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay. Go Tyler.
Go Tyler.
So we're going to be talking about the schedule, the Lost panels that are going to be going on, related
why
panels.
Why Lost is on, why is it Saturday at noon? Why? Or 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock,
I found out why.
Because, well, Lost, no, it's on at 12.
Is it 12?
Yeah, it's on at 12 to 1.
12 to 1?
Yeah.
Even better. Even better.
But, yeah.
You don't want to know why?
Why?
Because they hate all the Lost fans.
I'm sure somewhere they thought it'd be a better idea to get them both at the same time, but it was a bad idea.
Let's put two probably the most popular groups,
panels,
we're just going to lump them together. So they can. Like, I was listening to Darmalars today. They have a great insight on listening to Surviving Comic-Con 08, and they said, well, maybe we can all fight. It could be like the Lost side and the
Heroes
hero
versus
side.
Lost. Oh, man. Sharks versus what's the other one?
I can't remember.
But yeah, so talking about schedules.
I don't promote. I'm not sitting here saying that we should have fights. That's, mm-hmm. that's
yes.
just wrong.
It is wrong.
Unless I get closer to the front.
Also, some of you guys sent in questions about, you know, advice that we could give, because we've gone to Comic-Con the past 2 years.
Also, people have asked us what to do, what not to do.
And Jack is... an authority on San Diego itself, or somebody in San Diego.
Well, Ralph had pointed out that I lived in San Diego for 82 years. So, yes.
Well, that was in an email. Not everybody saw that email.
I know, just two people. But
you're mad about this still, right?
I'm ticked. I was going to save Ralph a spot in line.
Uh-huh.
No.
Not going to happen now?
He can take his big yellow shirt and go somewhere else.
Oh, man. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Emmy nominations are in, so we'll talk about where Lost ranked on the Emmy nominations.
Someone was left off. Me. I didn't see me nominated anymore.
Why would you be nominated?
Why not? I will write it.
They don't have a podcast.
They don't have a writing campaign?
No, they don't. And also, we have a couple phone calls to get into for a short listener feedback.
All right, cool.
But first, what do you say we get into the Comic-Con stuff?
I say do it.
All right, here we go. All right, so...
you've actually got the music they play when you walk into Comic-Con.
Yes, that is actually the music they play.
Like
for each person, as they walk in, they play it again. All 125,000.
Because there's enough time for them to keep going back and playing it, because you walk in one at a time. And it takes about...
3 days. And they have to wait till the song's over to bring somebody else
in. Hold on, wait. Hold on.
Hold up.
All right, hold it. Next. And those guys just keep playing the song all day long. You think they'd get tired of playing the same song?
I know, right?
But, you know, they're getting paid.
Comic-Con is upon us now.
That's right.
Third time Jack and I have gone and reported from Comic-Con.
Now, what do you think we'll see the most of? Star Wars people, Batman people? I'm going to say right now it's going to have to be Batman.
I don't know. Star Wars.
Dark Knight being out? You're going to see tons of Jokers, I guarantee you.
Yeah. I was even thinking myself I should be Joker for Halloween. Because I think I was going to be Indy for Halloween, Indiana Jones, but I don't know. I'm kind of signing on Joker now, too.
You're just not really an Indiana Jones type guy.
What do you mean?
You don't see you as the Indiana Jones guy.
Why not?
Just don't see you being that.
All right, not going to get into that, but
you're like the little kid I see. You're like the little kid in the second one.
Short round?
Yeah.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. I see you being
it.
That one, but I don't see you being the Indiana. Come on, you're kind of... Where do you get off saying you're Indiana Jones?
I would dress up as Indiana Jones. Say I wouldn't be Indiana Jones.
You're not cool enough to be Indiana Jones.
So you think Batman over Star? I think it's still Star Wars because their costumes already ready to go.
I think you're going to see a lot of Jokers.
Okay. I agree. I bet you're going to.
If they're walking around with a knife or a pencil, I'm running the other way. I'm not giving anything away.
No. But that was a scene. It's like, oh.
Oh.
But, I would definitely suggest parents don't take your kids to see this Batman movie.
No, they will have bad dreams.
Yeah, it's a very, I mean, even for adults, it's very cringe inducing.
I did jump one time. There was one scene where I went, and you jumped and you'd seen it already.
Yeah, exactly. But enough of Batman. Jeez, can't get over the Batman.
And that was just the opening credits.
That was just the first 10 seconds.
Well, I don't think I've ever paid to see a Batman film.
No?
No, I don't. I paid to go see it in the theater. I've seen it, you know, DVDs and stuff, but it was outstanding.
Yes, very outstanding.
Highly recommend it.
All right, so let's get into the official schedule first for the Lost themed or things that are related to Lost.
Right.
On Friday from 1:40, this is where I have a conflicting thing, is 1:45 to 2:45, Entertainment Weekly's The Visionaries Showrunners panel.
Okay.
With Carlton Cuse, Damon Lindelof, Josh Schwartz of Chuck Gossip Girl, Brian Fuller of Pushing Daisies, and Josh Friedman from Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles. So it's basically going to be about, you know, the showrunners of shows panel for an hour.
That's at 1:45?
It's at 1:45 on Friday. But
What hall is that?
6, C, D, E, and F.
So
6, room 6.
Okay.
C, D, E, and F.
How many seats is that?
I don't know.
What time do I have to get there?
I don't know. Early, I guess. It depends.
The information podcast.
The thing is that one, that to me doesn't seem like it'd be a huge one, but you know, 30 minutes before, an hour before.
All right.
You want to get really good seats.
Cool.
But the problem with me is that at the same time, and I believe 6B, they are doing the Ghostbusters panel with Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson and the creators of the video game and stuff.
Huh.
So I think I'm going to have to go to the Ghostbusters one.
I'll have to go to the other one.
Yeah, I'll give you a camera.
All right, cool.
Also, on Saturday, the big day, from 12 to 1, Lost, the Lost panel.
The TV show.
This is what the description says. If the most recent season finale was any indication of things to come, you will not want to miss this panel. Co-creator / executive producer Damon Lindelof and executive producer Carlton Cuse will discuss season 4 of Lost leading up to the season finale. They will answer your questions and maybe even offer up some surprises of their own.
So just those two. No surprise actors or anything yet? We don't...
Don't know.
Don't know.
They could do anything that they want to. Okay. Also, that day is our panel at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
Yes.
In 24A.
That was where it was last year,
right? The same place as last year. Different time, though. 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday in room 24A. It's a relatively small. I think it holds like maybe 150 people.
I'll probably be sleeping by then.
But if you have the time and it's not conflicting with other things you want to go to, come hang out with us. Ralph and Ben are going to be there, and Ryan and Jen are going to be there as well, I'm sure. And we should just invite any other Lost podcasters there as well.
Anybody there, show up, have fun,
and
bring snacks.
Bring lots of snacks,
because
it's going to be a long day. So that's at 4 o'clock.
Bring some Febreze. It's going to be a long day.
So you're saying you're going to stink?
I probably.
Uh-huh.
They don't have showers at Comic-Con, do they?
No, they do not. That's at room 24A at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, our panel. I forgot to say, Lost is in Hall H, like the biggest hall.
Yeah, it's huge.
And Heroes is going to be right before it. First thing, it's just,
you know, the worst thing is you're going to have those Heroes people, and they're just geeks.
Us Lost, he's joking, people.
Us Lost fans are all cool, but
it's humor.
It's a joke.
Please don't send him hate mail.
It's funny that you would say that. You don't want people sending me hate mail?
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
What are you saying? I would literally want people to send you hate mail?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't, because I'm just not that kind of person. I'm a kind, kind-hearted soul.
I actually like Heroes, so.
Yeah. I haven't.
I'm just not a geek about it.
Season finale of Heroes ruined it for me.
The first season, yeah.
Let's see. And also, this is not directly Lost, but the Fringe panel is at 4:45 to 5:45. Trailer screening, J.J. Abrams.
That's Friday, right?
Actually, it's Saturday, so that conflicts with ours.
That can't be. I thought it was Friday night.
Maybe it's Friday night.
I'm pretty sure it's Friday night.
I know they're screening screening the actual show.
Oh, so this is on Saturday. This is on Saturday too.
Yeah, and it's during our panel.
Well,
it's towards the end. Actually, 4:45. So it's towards the end of our panel.
So we'll know when it starts because we'll be there by ourselves.
But this one I'm not so much excited about. I'm more excited about they're showing the pilot on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll watch the pilot. Yeah, well, I'll watch the... Oh, Wednesday was the pilot. That's right.
Yeah.
What am I thinking Friday?
I don't know. Maybe they're showing the pilot again on Friday, but Wednesday, the preview night, they're showing the pilot, which is what I'm excited about, seeing the pilot. And our good friend Joshua Jackson's going to be there.
Oh, cool.
And it's funny, they title him now as Josh Jackson, but he's Joshua Jackson.
He's Josh. The Flying V! maybe we could ask him about his if he still goes to Hurricane games. Oh.
Touchy subject.
Sorry.
But yeah, Josh, he's actually a really nice guy. He used to come skate at the rink on Fridays.
But he never worked there. Even though he lived in the area, he never worked there because everyone in Raleigh.
Well, he lived in Wilmington where they shot Dawson's Creek.
Right.
But I guess they didn't have a rink there at the time, so he'd drive up.
They have one now, though.
Yes, they do. And
some exciting stuff.
Yeah. We're just riveting today on the Lost Podcast.
Yeah, I got to go to work in a minute, so.
Okay, so do we have some questions from... We had people... So those are kind of the Lost-related panels. There's a lot of other panels
one
there.
One question we've... A couple...
But can we give our suggestion first? But not only is this, but there's a lot of other great panels going on.
Oh, yeah.
So you can check the go schedules.
Comic-Con, go on the website.
Yeah, Comic-Con. It's comic, like, little line thingy, con.org. And check out the website, check out the schedule, and look at everything there. See what you maybe like to do and schedule what your plan would be. That's the best way to do it.
And your least crowded day is going to probably be Thursday. And then Friday is going to start picking up.
Friday and Saturday are like
Saturday.
Saturday's
going to be, if you've never been there, it's insane. I mean, there's so many people there. You can't move, you can't walk. It's crazy, but you'll have fun. But pick what you want
to
do.
It's the worst day ever, but you're going to have a lot of fun.
If you want to go to the expo, where all the vendors are.
Yeah. If you have the 4-day passes, do that Wednesday,
Do that Wednesday.
Or Sunday. Sunday's
Sunday,
pretty chill.
Because you cannot get around.
Yeah.
You'll sit there and go, well, which way should we go? You'll actually avoid things. Well, let's go to the outside. I think the outside is the best. You try to go down the middle.
Yeah.
It's just everyone converging it.
Yeah, it's best to go on the outside.
And the worst part is they're on their cell phones, and they're bumping into you, and it's irritating.
The worst part is they're in their, Transformers costumes, and they're so big and bulky, it's hard to get around them.
And I'm just big and bulky anyway.
Yeah.
People think, oh, there's...
you know you're ripped.
There's Lou Ferrigno. I go, no. He's over there signing art. people said, I've had a lot of people ask, what do they accept in the vendors? Do they accept cash, credit cards? Yes.
Yeah, I believe they
cash, credit cards. I don't think they...
But it's food. The only options you have for food is cookies
and pretzels. Yes.
And, water. I think there's, a Starbucks.
Yeah.
So, food selection's pretty slim to none. So, I would suggest getting food elsewhere or bringing it in.
But they do accept all kinds of major credit cards, ATMs, cash, of course. And people have asked, how much should I bring? How much can you spend?
Exactly.
Whatever fits in your budget, whatever you can afford to spend. You're going to get there and go, I want those DVDs. I want that poster.
Exactly.
I want to get this. I want to get that. If you've never been there, you're not going to believe how much stuff is actually there and how much stuff they cram into one little place.
Exactly.
And they get there's free stuffs going
there's
around.
Swag. That's another thing is sometimes they'll give certain things on certain days. And so it depends how much into it you want to be. It takes a lot of, or can you just kind of take a laid back approach and say, oh, if I get this, it'll be cool. But if it's oh, I need to have this, then be prepared.
I would think though, if you're not doing the Lost or Heroes panel, that would be a good time to go in the exposition. Expo, because I think most people would be in there.
The exhibitors hall.
Exhibitors hall. Stuff like that. But
I'd also suggest bringing in a tube for posters. There's always a lot of free posters, and you can buy posters. So I was just buying like one of those cardboard tubes.
Yeah, and they charge.
And some people there have those cool plastic ones, but I don't know where you get those.
With the handles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little backpacky things, but I don't know where you get those.
They do look cool.
Yeah. So let's get into some questions people had.
People said things to do at Comic-Con. Well, I think we've pretty much done all that you can do. There's
so much. There's panels. So much. There's the downstairs exhibitors hall. There's actually going to be a Dharma
the booth. Octagon.
Yes, Octagon Global Recruiting is going to be there. And they're going to be, you take a test.
There's really not anything that it's, you can tell people have been there all day, though, because you'll see them sitting on the sides of the walls by the windows. It's going,
and just sitting down.
I've had enough. I need to go home, but I can't because I'm waiting for my friend who's in line. Just look around. You'll see it like probably the third, like Saturday.
Yeah.
Big day for Saturday. You'll see people have just had enough of Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
They're sitting around in big groups, and you always see that one person going, I want to go home, but I can't because my wife or my husband, my girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever is still in line buying something, but I want to go home.
Yeah.
Now, remember when you see those people that I told you about, you're gonna see them. It might be me.
Yeah, you know, bring a backpack.
Yes. I've never owned a backpack. I'm thinking about going out and buying one. Because
not even in school, you never owned a backpack?
No, we didn't have backpacks. We had these things called lockers.
My school didn't have lockers.
Yes, we had things
for
called,
drug reasons.
We had we had lockers. Now, a lot of the people have asked what to do in San Diego.
Yes, and I would say, you know, a lot of things.
It depends on what you want to do. It's now Saturday, obviously, probably that night you're going to want to go out and have there's so many restaurants downtown.
And the Gas Lamp. But you got to remember, there's going to be everybody from Comic-Con. It's going to be in the Gas Lamp.
Now, there's a Hooters downtown,
uh-huh,
and they have the best buns.
I can't believe you just went for that terrible pun.
On their hamburgers. They're just perfect.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. But no, there's...
Actually, but once you... I think I would suggest is like something, maybe it's not downtown, if you can get out of downtown, because everything downtown is
going
to be packed.
If you have a car, I suggest going out of downtown.
To eat, because no matter what you do, it's going to be packed.
There's Fashion Valley, there's Mission Valley, there's Old Town.
Old Town has a lot of great restaurants.
If you like Mexican food, there's...
And that's on the trolley stop, too. You can take the trolley from downtown to there as well.
There's the Claremont area. Mm-hmm. There's La Jolla if you're looking for a more upscale thing. If you really want, there's nice restaurants on Coronado if you want to go across the bridge at Coronado. If you go on the website, San Diego, I'm sure they have plenty of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Check restaurants in San Diego. That's if you have transportation. But like Jay said, with the trolley, you can go to Old Town if you like Mexican
food. Old Town has a lot of great restaurants, Mexican food. Some of the best Mexican food,
La Jolla has a great Mexican restaurant called Jose's off Prospect.
They also had Donovan's is in UTC, right?
I think so. Yeah, there's all kinds.
One
like
of the best steakhouses.
There's like TGIFs. There's Trophies.
Yeah, your standard
bars,
like, you know,
like a upscale from Denny's, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's so much to do there. As far as food, there's SeaWorld. There's the zoo.
I mean, it's one of the best zoos in the world, San Diego Zoo. You have Wild Animal Park. You have Legoland. You have SeaWorld.
I would suggest Legoland. Legoland to me
is more for kids. Yeah,
for kids, I would say like 10 and under.
Yeah,
but if you're really into Legos,
it is pretty cool. Yeah.
They have lousy French fries though.
Well, see, we went there the first year it opened, so maybe they've developed better French fries since then.
I guess they forgot that you have to cook them. I usually don't like my French fries crawling.
Yeah, so I like them that way.
I like them that way. But you can go up north to L.A. if you want. There's Anaheim.
Like Disneyland's an hour and a half away. But in all fairness, if you're doing the Comic-Con thing, Disneyland's probably not.
No, you're going to be, that's an all.
Because it's another huge, big crowd.
Well, that's an all-day
thing.
Like I said, but even, you know, you've SeaWorld an all-day thing. The zoo.
Zoo's probably perfect because it's close to downtown. Plus, Balboa Park's really nice.
Right,
Balboa. The museums and stuff, like the, was it Museum of Man?
They have the Aerospace Museum. They have the Museum of Man.
Yeah.
They have the I think the Museum of Man is the science one.
Yeah.
They have the Hall of Champions,
mm-hmm,
more of a San Diego type thing, but you can see.
Yeah. And what's the garden thing with the kind of the water?
Oh, that's the garden thing.
Yeah. Is it the garden exposition or something?
I think so. I've always called it the garden thing.
But that's there. And the whole Balboa Park and like the zoo area is like a really nice
area. And the
weather's
supposed to be perfect next weekend, so you can't beat San Diego weather.
And I guess they've actually cleaned up Balboa Park from some of its more.
Yes. Yes, some of its.
Troubled past.
Troubled past. If you like Frisbee. There's Frisbee golf down at Balboa Park. You can actually do that. There's golf. There's, if you into golfing, there's plenty of golf courses. Torrey Pines,
which was just
the U.S. Open, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
So there's plenty of things to do in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of finding time, whether you want to spend your time at Comic-Con.
Exactly.
Or, but like I said, there's clubs you can go to. Don't follow me because you'll probably be disappointed that I get to go to the front. Because I'm known as a clubbing.
Yeah. And there's different, I mean, I think Hillcrest is good. Or is Little Italy next to Hillcrest?
Little Italy is down by that, so they have some Italian restaurants.
Yeah, like
down
there's supposed to be like really good Italian restaurants right down there.
There's so much to do there.
Yeah.
That you'll have, but like Jay said, if you can avoid downtown, especially on Saturday,
I mean, yeah,
Friday and Saturday, you're going to want to avoid downtown.
Because we actually had a hotel downtown last year, and I mean, we all kind of went as a group, and if you're going to go at a later time, everyone is going
to
try and get something to eat.
Now, I forgot to check the baseball
downtown
schedule. The Padres in town?
I don't know.
Because if the Padres
are going to,
if the probably not. But there's not a lot of parking for at the Padres Stadium. That's going to make parking horrible.
Yeah.
Downtown. So if you're going, you'll have to get there early to avoid the hassle with the people, the five people coming to watch the Padre game. But if you're into baseball, it's a beautiful stadium.
It is a beautiful stadium.
Maybe the other team they're playing is going to be good, and you can go watch them play the Chargers.
Or you can go sit at Qualcomm Stadium, wait for the Chargers to play
right
for a couple months.
Well, the Chargers training camp might be open. So if you're into football, you can go down to Mission Valley and watch.
Is it USD? Do they play UCA or UCSD?
I think they're not.
Are they not there anymore? I don't know.
Well, they have their own complex down at, well, they might be at UCSD. I can't remember. But I thought they were training over by Ruffin Road.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
So you have that. Also, you have some of the best beaches.
Right. I forgot about the beaches.
Yeah.
La Jolla Shores, you're not going to find a better beach.
It's beautiful. Now, it's not so much wave-oriented if you're into like surfing.
If you're looking for that, you'll go to Pacific Beach or Scripps, which is right next to La Jolla.
Uh-huh.
Scripps Institute. There, if you're into nude bathing, there's Blacks Beach, which is further down. It's not legal, but
they do it.
They don't enforce it.
Yeah.
There's
And Belmont Park. Where's Belmont Park?
Belmont Park is down by Mission Beach.
Yeah.
And so
that has a famous roller coaster there.
Wooden roller coaster. They have other rides there.
Yeah.
It's right off the beach. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
It's really, yeah, it's really nice over there.
It's nice. Like I said, there's so much to do there in San Diego. But like I said, if you're going to be like Friday and Saturday, I'm assuming that most people are going to be there for Comic-Con.
Exactly.
You're not going to have the energy to do something. But like Jay said, avoid downtown with a passion. But there's...
If you can.
If you can.
At all costs. Yeah, so like I'd say Thursday is going to be the more relaxed day. Sunday is going to be the more relaxed day at Comic-Con.
Right.
If you could maybe get in early on Wednesday. So it all depends on what you want to do. If you want to try and do both, like I was talking to Ryan and Jen, they're also enjoying just, you know, a vacation in itself. So they're going to take some more time to do some San Diego stuff along with the Comic-Con stuff. So it depends what you want to do. There's plenty of malls and movie theaters if you want to do that. But I think I'd say movie theaters for home because, yeah, movie theaters
yeah
at home.
Well, there are movies there because I guess the X-Files is opening up.
Yeah, that weekend. Yeah, there's two movie theaters downtown.
I'm sure it's going to be crazy down there.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, with the trolley, if you're not driving in the trolley, pretty much goes everywhere in town. There's also Tijuana.
Take it to Tijuana.
You could go down to Mexico if you wanted, and that's a...
That's an experience.
That's something. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah,
but it's cool. But I used to love to go down to Tijuana.
But then once you're past 21, the novelty kind of wears off, right? Or
I guess But also the Del Mar Racetrack, I think, is open.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into horse racing, that's something maybe on Sunday you could do. Go down to Del Mar Race, which is a beautiful racetrack, and it's right off the Del Mar beaches. Which is just beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And like going back to La Jolla is just a beautiful scenery,
right.
The cliffs.
There's not a lot of parking.
No,
You'll have to park far away and walk, but there's plenty of shops there to buy stuff. It's high scale.
Yeah.
But they used to have a few really nice restaurants down there.
They've closed down.
They used to have, I think, the Marine Room. I think the Marine Room is also closed.
And yeah,
that one was right on the beach.
But there's a new one. Actually, I went last year. I think it's called George's, and it has the same kind of thing. It has the glass, and you kind of overlook the ocean, which is really nice.
Well, the best thing about Chart House was the door. It had the world's largest door. You'd open up. It was a glass door, and it went up like 50 feet.
The door is still there. The building's still there. Everything's still there. It's just there's no more Chart House.
Oh, bummer.
So there is a lot of stuff to do in San Diego. So I think it's a matter of time management. Like, what do you really want to see? What do you think would really appeal to you? And what is near you transportation-wise? And kind of look at what your options are and what works. Old Town's really nice. That's connected to the trolley. So if you're doing trolley, see what's near the trolley.
Old Town is something that I like to do because it's the first where San Diego started.
Yeah.
And you see the old schoolhouse.
Oh, and there's the mission, too. The first San Diego mission of the California missions.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's over by, that's off Hotel Circle.
Yeah, which is another historical landmark there.
Yeah, and you go down to where the shipyard is, the Navy.
Yeah, and they have the Star of India, which is in the downtown area, which is, I think, the third oldest functioning ship, or just third oldest ship, period, and it's like the second oldest actually real working ship.
And there's a Seaport Village.
Seaport Village is right next to the convention center.
If you're into shopping,
yeah,
and they have little trinkets and stuff there that would, you know, you bring back for your kids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's all kind, and it's beautiful there. It's right on the, and it overlooks, I think, Coronado and...
Yeah, it's a beautiful. It's right next to the Grand Hyatt.
Now, see, I'm not into shopping, so I avoid it. But but they have some restaurants there also.
Yes, they do. So you have plenty of options, and it's just a matter of what you think would appeal to you, and if you have the time for it, and how much time you want to spend at Comic-Con or checking out the sights of San Diego.
Right. So it's a good deal. I can't wait. But
okay,
then I saw rumors that Comic-Con might move to Las Vegas.
Yes.
So I don't know how people
Well, the contract's through like 2015 or something like that. And I heard they don't really want to move.
Well, I guess, but they said Las Vegas could hold 300,000 people.
Yeah.
Whereas this could only hold 120,000. Now, as much as I love San Diego's home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't turn down a chance to go to Las Vegas either.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. I'm not a big fan of Vegas. Well, I like Vegas. I'm just saying, like, compared to like the beauty of San Diego, I don't know if it compares.
Well, someone on the boards, I think it was your girlfriend, said you never need an excuse to go to Las Vegas. Obviously, she's never been a married man. So, if that's the case, not that
I think she just has to wait till I have to say I'm going to Vegas, honey.
Yes.
Then she'll realize.
Oh wait, for what?
Oh, for a business trip.
Yes. That's why I've been telling my wife. I go, no, I'm going to San Diego just for business. It has nothing to do with it. It's not a vacation. No. But you wouldn't like it if it moved to Las Vegas?
No, I don't think so. Well, because it started in San Diego. That's where its birthplace. I think it was the U.S. Grant Hotel.
Well, I thought that they were supposed to build some convention center at Chula Vista.
Yeah.
And have it. But the only problem with that, it's not connected. It's
no.
It's not right next to each other.
And that would just be terrible.
I never understood that plan. Now you have the trolley, but I, for one, I'm not going to get in the trolley and go, okay, I've been here all day. Let me go to the trolley and spend 30 minutes at each stop.
Yeah.
It would probably take about 30 minutes to get from downtown San Diego to Chula Vista with all the stops.
Or maybe you could like extend the time of the Comic-Con so you could put more in or something.
Yeah, why don't they just add a couple days?
Yeah. Or maybe have a couple days at that one convention center and then have a couple days at the other one.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
So then that way you don't have to travel back and forth.
Yeah, I like it.
But
either way. But if it was in Vegas, I would go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to twist
I don't think arm. I'd like it as much, though, but just me.
All right. We've also started want to talk about Log Carrying Guy, or you want to?
Okay. Is there any more questions that people had? Or
that's the only ones I had, but you had some on some phone calls?
Well, yeah, I had phone calls, but we're going to say it for listener feedback.
Okay.
But yeah.
We were thinking with the Log Carrying Guy.
Uh-huh.
I wish I would have came up with the idea sooner, but we were thinking offering a prize or like maybe two free Log Carrying Guy t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever gathers the most signatures.
The Save Log Carrying Guy.
Save Log Carrying Guy at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you would gather them up and you'd bring them to us at the end of our panel.
Uh-huh.
We'd take them back to the wherever we are at and we'll add them up. You put your name and address on there.
Uh-huh.
If you win, we'll give you a shout out on the next podcast and then send you two free t-shirts.
Yes.
Put your size on there.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you would wear.
But so it's a matter of trying to where would you get petitions assigned?
That's what we're trying to think of, and I was thinking, well, maybe they could just get notepads like this.
See, that's not as
I know it's not as cool, but we didn't think about this until just now.
Well, let's try and research that tonight.
We're going to research it, and if we figure it out, we'll announce it on our boards.
Yeah.
And maybe we're thinking about maybe just getting something, making copies of it, and you can gather them. Maybe they could print something up off.
We could go to Kinko's and just make a bunch of copies or something.
Yeah, but how are they going to get those copies, though?
They could, maybe we can make a meeting place.
Meeting place on like,
Thursday or Thursday. Wednesday or something.
Well, not everyone's there on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we'll say Thursday.
Or Saturday morning in line at Comic-Con.
Yeah, we could maybe have like two, like Thursday and then Saturday for maybe people that are just going to be there.
Okay,
Saturday.
So why don't we technically say Thursday right now, there'll be a meeting place.
Yes, we'll post it on the website.
On the website. And
yes.
And then also Saturday, obviously in line, we'll pass them out and whoever gets the most signatures. And
Yeah, we'll win the little contest. Yeah.
We're also thinking you could bring signs to save luck, but we don't get anyone thrown out.
I don't think you can get thrown out for bringing signs.
Well, you don't want to get too rowdy.
Yeah.
You know, if they get up there and Damon starts talking, oh, save log carrying guy.
Well, not like that, but you know, it's like signs, bring them up.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there wants to or is going to Comic-Con, we're going to endorse painting your own vague save log carrying guy sign.
Right.
But just in an off fan, do not lift it up the whole time because you're going to be blocking people.
Yeah, that would maybe do it before it
starts. Or maybe just like one point during the thing.
When it's in line stuff. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. If you had a big sign and they were up there and you had it in front of me, I'd probably be throwing something at you.
Yeah. So let's keep it fair.
We don't want any violence. We don't want anyone getting hurt.
I think we should organize between our group of people because we're probably a big posse this year.
We're gonna have like four people, so it's gonna be crowded. We're saving a whole row.
Well, that's what usually we have. What last year I think we had like 10 people with us,
something like that.
Yeah, usual like Jana, Sydney,
yeah,
and then Metro Buzz, Darmalars, us.
Yeah.
This year we're adding the transmission to our posse.
I met the Darmalars and I saved their spot in line because I got ditched. So once I got ditched, I'm standing in line by myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw the Darmalar boys come running by in their big, bright yellow shirts. I go, hey, Darmalar boys, over here.
We still saved you a seat.
Yeah, but I did get ditched.
Well, no, we were in line. I didn't know they were going to go.
No, I called and they said, oh, we're moving. We're in line and we're in. I'm on the. Now, this is one thing to learn at Comic-Con. If someone calls you up and says, hey, the line is moving, if you're on the other side of the convention center, you're not going to get up there in time.
They let us in way early. Like, that's the thing. Like, oh, we got like 15
Because
minutes.
You got 50 million people you got to get through. The escalator, the stairs, everything. People just don't move.
So let's make it to be there like 40 minutes before everyone in line.
Yeah, I would think so. Before the line starts moving, you better be there because the people that are holding your spot, they'll be gone by the time you get up there.
We had to do that to hold the spot.
I was in the exhibit hall and they go, oh, the line's moving. I go, the worst part was you didn't even tell me you were in line.
You knew we were in line.
No, you didn't tell me you were in line yet. I said, let me know when you go get up there in line. That was what I said.
Okay.
He said, okay. And he calls me and says, oh, the line's moving. I go, are you in line?
Because we just got up there.
Well, we're in line. We're moving. I go.
Anyway, it all worked out okay.
It all worked out okay. I had my seat saved, but I was not happy at first. What's funny is I'm walking through the line. Do I know anybody? Do I know anyone? Do I know anyone? And everyone's just like, you know, heck with you. I'm in line. Get to the back. And that
but
line.
I'm Handsome Jack.
And that line went way back.
Oh, man. So, so we're going to be doing that. If you want to make a poster, anything save log carrying guy, regalia, if you didn't get the shirt in time.
And we're still working.
It's all for fun.
And we're still working on an interview with Doug.
Yes.
That's not his real name, but Doug, who played, it was actually Sean, who played Doug, the log carrying guy who got shot. And we're still working on it. He couldn't do it this weekend. Of course, he could do it next weekend, but we can't do it next weekend. So we're still working on it. Hopefully, we'll get everything.
Exactly.
It'll be good to go.
All right. So, Jack, are you ready to get into some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. So, listener feedback time. Got a couple of phone calls to get into here.
A couple of phone calls.
So, you ready for those calls, Jack?
I'm ready for those phone calls.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Eric, LA2NYC, calling, and just wanted to commend you guys on your Save the Log Carrying Guys campaign. I think at this point, Damon and Carlton really need to let us know exactly how many log carrying people are left at this point. I mean, how many people, you know, got tested on the boat? How many are left on the island? It can't be an endless stream of them at this point, so would be nice to know exactly how many survivors remain, you know. So, anyway, again, thanks again for your campaign. Hopefully we can save those that remain behind. All right? Be well. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Tyler from Baltimore, and I just wanted to say thanks for the new Jay and Jack show. I love it, and I'll be listening to it till the end. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. I just listened to the new podcast. I'm very jealous because I'm unfortunately too poor to go to the San Diego Comic-Con. The more I hear about this Octagon recruiting, and the more I hear about how it's all about Dharma and stuff like that, the more I think that my theory has validity. I think that Ben's plan to get back to the island with the Lost Aways who made it home, the Oceanic Six plus probably Desmond, is he is going to try and find the remnants of the Dharma Initiative to try and find their whatever mysteries they have unraveled of the island, and which is very exciting for me because I am completely in love with the 60s crazy new agey experiments with science and awesome art direction and things like that. So I am very excited if that's the direction it's going to take, and I really hope so. I think we're going to see Marvin Candle with his arm off with, like, really gray hair or something like that. All right, well, have fun at Comic-Con. Bye, like.
Hey, Jay, Jack, this is Jesse from Las Vegas. First time, long time caller. And I just thought I'd throw a little theory at you. I'm figuring you're not getting too many right now. My theory is this, that Darlton is actually paying actors right now to send misinformation out into the public sphere. So, for instance, Michael actually was never mad about his plot line, and they really only had him go out and say that he was mad in an effort to, you know, kind of hide the fact that he will be back and make it a surprise when he comes back next season. Or Cynthia Watros saying Annie, that was all just planted, and also Kimi saying that he was returning. I think all these things are just little things that the actors are getting told to say in an effort to kind of mask what's going to really happen next season. So love the show, and let me know. Later.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Milo from Newport News, Virginia. I just heard your little blurb that Cynthia Watros accidentally referred to herself as Annie. Well, I don't know if you probably don't know this, but many years ago, she was on the soap opera The Guiding Light, and she played a character named Annie on that. And she won a Daytime Emmy Award for that. So maybe she was thinking of that character when she called herself Annie. Oh, well. That's all I have to say. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
We got a lot of emails from people telling us that that could be what it is.
Yeah.
She played Annie on The Guiding Light, which was
before. Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know, because that was long before I used to watch The Guiding Light. I watched it in the late 70s, early 80s.
She played Anna before you watched?
No, that's long before I stopped watching it.
You mean long after?
Long after, whatever it was. Because I'm a little confused here because I didn't know there was going to be a theories podcast. We have people calling me their theories. I'm like going, what? I don't know there's going to be a test. No, so what do you think? Is that it? Is it a slip up?
I would say maybe that lends to more of a slip up, but I don't know. I can't trust her.
Or maybe like the last Jesse said, maybe they're paying the actors to...
Do you think they'd be paying the actors?
It wouldn't put it past them.
No?
I mean, if you had a show, okay, you had a show where everyone's trying to pick it apart. We've said this 100,000 times. And you could mess with people's heads.
Uh-huh.
Would you give the actors a little bit of extra money to say, hey, can you go on and...
Yeah,
I don't.
Do it.
I don't know if that's what Harold Perrin.
Yeah, I don't know if
doing.
That's because that was kind of more.
That was right after the show, and bang, he seemed. And he kind of retracted his statements afterwards.
Yeah.
But I could see someone going on there. Yeah, I'll be on the show again. Yeah, I'm gonna be this, and I'm gonna be that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be that.
That'd be smart, I think.
I would do it.
Yeah, I think that would be smart if they try to do that.
And then we had the John Doe. He wants to go back to the '60s. I guess he liked the '60s. but we noticed a horn honking. Was he talking on his cell phone?
It must have been. Was that you honking the horn?
Yeah. Move. Get off your cell phone. What's my favorite line? Get off your cell phone and drive is what I always say. But what do you think? Is that could be what Ben's doing, going back to Dharma and trying to go back and look, research what Dharma was doing in the 60s and 70s? And what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Or is this Ben just wants to get back to the island?
So Ben just wants to get back to the island.
He can take it back from John Locke.
I don't know. See, it depends because, like, he's really assumed a more good quote unquote character traits
now,
than
did we ever
his
talk,
bad quote unquote.
Did we ever talk about we know John Locke is in the coffin?
Uh huh.
Did we ever say how he might have gotten in the coffin? Is it possible that Ben killed him?
Yeah, I don't think we ever talked about Ben killing him, but that's a good thing to bring up, I believe.
I think maybe Ben's the one that killed him.
You should have saved that for a crackpot theory.
That would have been a great one, but I don't have one for Comic-Con, so don't ask me.
you need to have one. It should be expected.
Just forget that I said that, but I just was thinking maybe Ben's the one that killed him. And then, of course, say the log carrying guy campaign.
I think it's a good question. I think we should ask Damon Carlton that. I think I'll ask that question.
What? How many people are going to be left?
How many are left? You've killed so many. How many are left?
Yeah, there aren't many left.
I know. I think that's going to be my question if I can get up there.
That's from Eric, LA to New York City or NYC.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many left, but you know that maybe that's why they took the children. because eventually they're going to need replacements, and you can't kill kill children and keep people happy, right? So you take the children away for a few years, they grow up, they look like Carl,
and then you can kill them.
They look like Carl. Well, once they're older, it's a little easier.
You don't want to surpass that cutesy kid stage to get that awkward teen. We can kill him.
Well, okay, look at Carl. He had that awkward kind of teen looking thing, didn't he have it going on?
Oh my God!
Was anybody upset? We had a few people, people who were upset that they killed Carl off, right? But weren't most people like going, "Yeah, whatever, I can deal with it."
That is terrible.
What? I'm just saying. It just seemed, we never found out why they took the kids, right?
Well, because they can't give birth to the island, so they need to replenish their numbers.
Right. So, but you also need to replenish the log carrying people, right? Don't you?
I guess.
And you can't kill the kids right away. So, like I said, uh-huh. You let them get older, like Carl, and they go.
And oh, it's okay. We can kill them now.
It's Carl.
It's awful. Oh man! And as for the Jay and Jack show, the website is finally up. jayandjack.com/show. And the feed should be up on iTunes, so search for the Jay and Jack Show.
Website?
Yep, jayandjack.com/show.
I did not know that.
The site is up.
jayandjack.com. Wait, what is it?
/show.
/show. Wow.
It took so long. We had so many website problems, and finally, and during my week of on my deathbed, finally got that.
Well, you just can't go. You're not a go, go, go person.
Would
you say you're more of a go, sleep, go, go, sleep, sleep, go, sleep?
Yeah, I can't consistently have the go, go, go.
You're not
go,
the go, 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 go.
I need my sleep.
You're from your mom's side of the family.
I need my sleep.
You need your sleep. You're like your sister.
Yeah.
But I'm like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, I can't go on without sleep.
I might get a little irritable.
Yeah. But Colleen doesn't get that either because she's like you. She prefers like to just go all night and just do all her work. And it's like, no, I'd rather get a good night's sleep than return to my work
the
next morning.
I think sleeping is a waste of time.
I enjoy it. It's my time
even though
to dream.
I do sleep in Saturdays night and go all the way through. I sleep in Sundays.
Uh-huh.
That's my sleep day.
But yeah, I'm a person who needs his rest.
You do sound a little better and you don't have those dark circles under your eyes. You look like... Can I be honest?
Death?
You look like crap.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel a little bit better.
You did shave my head, though, yesterday.
Yeah. Well.
Your mom was.
She was butchering your hair.
I said.
It's still not all that great. I mean, it's okay.
Well, there's not much. There wasn't much you could do wrong with my hair because it's
well,
it's,
she did. She mutilated your
hair. If you've ever seen the Leave It to Beaver episode where Wally cuts the beaver's hair because he kept losing his money.
Uh-huh.
How the beaver ever survived. Childhood is beyond me.
Uh-huh.
Kid deserved a beating. But that's how she was cutting my hair. I go, it's one stroke. She goes, well, you do it. I go, well, how am I supposed to do it? I go, I've always watched all those military movies and stuff where they're getting their hair cut. They just shave it.
You need to have, like, fluid motions.
Yeah, and she was like, she'd go like
I came downstairs. You had, like, patches of, like, holes in your hair.
Which was unusual because I don't, well, she had said she had trouble grabbing the hair. There wasn't a lot there to grab, so I don't know what the deal is, but.
I did the best with what I had left
It is shaved tight, I guess, somewhat.
Oh, man.
It's almost to the point, you know, I used to care. Now I don't care.
Really?
I don't care.
You've given up the battle.
I don't care. I just don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
I don't care about my hair. You still have a good head of hat hair, though. It's like the hair left.
Yeah.
You got the hat on.
Yeah.
Or are you trying to, like, say, you know what, I can't hide behind the hat anymore?
Well, no, I always have, even when I told you before, even when I had hair, I wore a hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a hat guy.
Yeah. We would also suggest, if it's really hot in San Diego, make sure you bring a hat and appropriate sunblock.
Yes. They're not going to have the lines outside, are they, like they did last year, are they?
For Hall H, maybe, if it's really long.
Yeah, because last year we were stuck outside trying to get in.
Yeah.
And it was I was dripping in sweat before I got in because it was really hot. It wasn't as bad as 2 years ago.
Our first year, it was miserable.
There was some heat wave. It was over 100 degrees, 100% humidity. It was awful. But
yeah.
So when you get in that hall and there's all those people, they do have air conditioning, but everyone's sucking it. You know,
Well, it depends. Like I think Ralph and Ben said, it's off and on. Sometimes it'll be nice and cold, but sometimes it's not keeping up with the amount of people.
But I was listening to their show today and his weather report. They said it's going to be in the 60s at night, and it's down by Comic-Con. It's cool because it's right off the water.
Yeah, you get the water.
The harbor. So you're going to have the bay. So you're going to have the water. You know, it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Cold for you people in Southern California, but us people on the East Coast.
That's like sweltering heat.
That's right. That's what we're used to.
All right, Jack, ready to close with this show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, that is our show for this Monday.
Look forward to seeing you guys in San Diego.
San Diego. And stay tuned to our website. I believe the plan is to try and get video reports from every day. But not like, but just like try in certain panels. I think Wednesday we're going to try and do something on Fringe if we can videotape the Fringe stuff.
Right. I wonder if we can ask questions.
I don't know. It depends, like, because I don't know how much they're going to do at the panel or how much they're going to do at the premiere.
We've had a lot of people send in a lot of great questions. I just don't know if I can do it.
We'll see.
I don't know. I like Jay. Actually, I like Jay's question about the log carrying guy.
Yeah. Maybe wearing my log carrying guy t-shirt.
Maybe you can ask that, and I'll get up and ask behind you, is that why the children were taken out so they wouldn't be shot? So you couldn't kill them.
Oh, man.
So you couldn't kill them off.
Yeah.
They've never answered that question.
Give us a call at 206-209-0311.
You said their number wrong. You said 206-209.
Oh, 206-20?
No, it's 206-309.
206-309, man. I'm not fully back. I'm not back to 100% yet. 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
It's 206-309-0311. Calling time with lost friends, comments, and our theories. Also, check out jandjack.com with all important information related to the show, like our message board at Laws Podcast on ProBoards 2.
ProBoards, I was going to say Gmail.
ProBoards 2 at top4words2.com. See, you're messing me up now. Also, check out our MySpace page and all their stuff like that from our website. You can also click links to shopsalmon8.com and pick up your Save Log Carrying Guy t-shirt.
We got our shirts in.
Yeah, they look nice.
People have been saying on the website that they've gotten their shirts, so it'd be nice. So is that the plan to wear them Saturday?
Yes, plan is to wear them Saturday.
So if you do have a Log Carrying Guy shirt, it is mandatory.
But if you have a Jay and Jack shirt, wear it on Saturday or any of the days.
We're going to bring cameras and take pictures and put them on our MySpace page.
So
crazy things with it.
Yeah, so the Jay and Jack shirt army, the Jay and Jack army, try and get a picture with everybody and put it on the website.
If you have a Darmalar shirt and a Jay and Jack shirt, you should have the Darmalar shirt on first and then put the Jay and Jack shirt over it.
Or, you know,
I'm just trying to get back at Ralph for saying I was living in San Diego for 82 years.
Yeah. Or, you know, you could use it in case they ran out of toilet paper in the bathroom.
Exactly.
That the bright yellow. I'm not even going to go there. I'm sorry.
What are you saying? You're getting mad at me for saying they're going to kill off the kids, and you're going on with that. I thought you say use it to towel to wipe off your sweat.
Your towel wipe off your sweat.
A seat cover, maybe.
Just cut a hole in the middle of it.
Oh, you don't even have to.
Oh, my God.
It's been a long, long. I think I'm getting giddy because I get to go to San Diego.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Excited, yeah. So we're going to be there Tuesday.
All right, and then give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, the Jay and Jack Show has finally spun off its own website and feed and everything. I did the final transfer of the Ramblecast feed. The Ramblecast is now the Jay and Jack Show feed, the regular feed. And I will transfer over the Married Man feed to be the Jay and Jack Show uncut feed tonight. And the Jay and Jack Show website is up, jayandjack.com/show. And I'm putting up the show we recorded this week for the Monday show.
This week?
Mm-hmm.
A while ago. Was it?
It wasn't Sunday because I was deathly ill. Tuesday, recorded on Tuesday.
And people have asked if Warm Taffy is going to be there. No.
No, he is not.
No, maybe...
So you can let your children out in the streets. It's okay.
It is safe to... It'll be safe to come to San Diego that weekend.
Oh, man. All right, so we'll see you guys at Comic-Con. Look for our updates from Comic-Con. We're going to be filming the entire Lost panel.
Whatever we can.
What do you mean?
We can't film everything. Some videos.
Well, yeah, we can't film the videos, but like the actual panel itself, we'll be filming and posting.
Cliff
took a little while last time, but this time I'm going to try and help him with it so we can get up that day. That's what I'm shooting for, is the day of.
We're still hoping for an interview with Damon and Carlton, but they haven't got back to us.
Yeah.
Actually, we have no way of contacting him, so.
Yeah, exactly. Also, our panel that day will be fully covered. I want to cover the Twilight panel. Not only for my sister, who's obsessed with that crap.
Oh, she is. She's insane about it.
Oh, my God. But a lot of people do want to check out that panel. Also, the Damon and Carlton EW panel, hopefully. And I want to do the Ghostbusters one, too, for Ghostbuster peeps out there.
I think, really, if you're going there for Lost, you
should... Come on, it's Ghostbusters. It's Dan Aykroyd. I wouldn't be a Ghostbusters fan
if anyone wants to hang out with me at the EW one.
Carl's going that too. I think she was going to abandon me for that one too.
I'll Okay, anybody else? Anybody else?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You guys could talk about Seinfeld and Wayne's World and all other classic pop culture shows like that.
Yeah, she knows a lot about that. Huh? I think the first time when I asked her, I said, you remember the one where they're in the Chinese restaurant?
She goes, yeah.
Go watch Seinfeld.
Or like when we first started dating, I used to reference stuff, and she's like, "Oh, I never watched that." Like, I should have knew. I should have known then, just to walk away.
Walk away. Move away.
Just kidding. I'm sorry. All right, so we'll see you guys.
Intro.
We'll see you guys next week.
Comic-Con.
Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.